Put that gun away, Mr. Hopper.
Get in the car, do you hear? Well,
we'd better do as he says, Jerry.
Okay.
Not in the back seat, in front. You're going to drive. And if you don't, I'll kill you. I'll kill you both.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Alice Frost and Joseph Curtin. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Dead Giveaway. The theory that you can judge people by the kind of friends they have is not necessarily true. Take Pam and Jerry North, for example. They have a friend named Clara Kendall. She's not a close friend, true, but she's a friend nevertheless. So what kind of people would you say Pam and Jerry were if you judged them by dowdy, middle-aged Mrs. Kendall as she stands white-faced and trembling, talking on the telephone?
But my dear Mrs. Kendall...
Don't my dear Mrs. Kendall me, Dr. Cowles. Do you realize that your incompetence has endangered my life?
Nonsense, Mrs. Kendall. Your brother...
My brother is insane.
Mrs. Kendall.
Dangerously insane. That's why I placed him in your sanitarium, Dr. Cowles.
No, Mrs. Kendall, that is not why...
I'm not going to discuss it with you any further, Doctor. Now, are you going to notify the police of Charles' escape or aren't you?
But it's not necessary to notify...
Then I will.
Mrs. Kendall, will you please...
The fool... Philip?
In here, Clara. What was that all about on the telephone?
It was Dr. Cowles.
Cowles? Oh, yes, the sanitarium fellow. What did he want? Not more money, I hope.
Philip, Charles has escaped.
Oh, no. Not again. You know, I don't think Charles likes it there.
Philip.
I can't say I blame him. The Middle West never appealed to me as a place...
This is no joking matter, Philip. Charles has been gone 2 days. He could be here in New York by now.
Oh, why in the world would he want to come here?
He hates me.
Well, what do you expect? You have the poor old devil declared mentally irresponsible. You have him committed to an institution. Then you get control of his money. Do you think he should love you for that? My goodness, Clara, you can't have everything.
Stop it, Philip, stop it. Charles is dangerous, you know that.
I know nothing of the kind. The worst thing I know about him is that he slobbers when he eats.
If he ever gets the chance, he'll kill me.
Oh, Clara.
He will.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Where's my coat?
Are you going out?
Yes.
Where?
Just out. I have an appointment.
A business appointment?
Oh, don't be bitter, dear.
Please, Philip, don't go. Don't leave me here in this apartment alone with Charles.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Clara, stop being so silly. Charles isn't within 1,000 miles of here. They'll find him just the way they did before, curled up, sound asleep in a haystack, not 2 miles from the sanitarium. Now, look, I'm already late, so...
What time will you be home?
I'm not sure. Late, probably.
Will you be here for dinner?
No, I...
Philip!
Oh, so... Let go of me, Clara. Clara, let go.
Please, Philip, stay home with me. I'm frightened.
Let go. Now, will you please...
I know where you're going, Philip. I know. You're going to see her.
Her? Who?
Vivian.
Vivian?
Yes, Vivian. Vivian Ames. You didn't think I knew, did you? But I do. I know all about...
You don't know anything because there's nothing to know.
You're a liar.
And you're a silly, suspicious, neurotic old woman. You...
Get out! Do you hear me? Get out!
Yes, I hear you.
Then pack your things.
You keep them, Clara. You paid for them.
Don't think you're ever going to come crawling back.
Oh, don't worry, Clara. You haven't got that much money.
Hello?
Mrs. Kendall?
Yes?
This is Pam North, Mrs. Kendall. I wonder if I could drop by and talk to you for a few minutes.
Oh, what about?
About serving with me on the finance committee of the Woman's Club. I'd like to make it around 4 o'clock, if that's convenient for you.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. North, but I couldn't see you today.
Mrs. Kendall?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. North, but I thought I heard something... What time did you say you wanted to see me?
Well, about 4 o'clock. But if you can't...
No, then... no. 4 o'clock will be fine. I'd love to see you.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you. Bye.
Goodbye. I didn't hear anything. I couldn't have. I just... I did. Someone came in. Philip, he came back to... Philip? Is that you, Philip?
No, Clara. It isn't Philip.
Charles!
Hello, Clara.
Charles!
Go on, Philip. Then what happened?
Oh, nothing, darling. Clara told me to get out. I took her at her word. Here I am.
And you didn't admit anything about us?
Oh, of course not, Vivian.
Well, then, it probably isn't as serious as you think. I wouldn't be surprised if Clara's calling all over town right now, frantically trying to find you to ask you to come home.
Well, it won't do her any good if she is. I'm through.
Now, Philip.
I am, Vivian. I mean it. For the first time in 4 years, I feel like a young man.
You are young, darling.
But you don't feel young married to a woman nearly 15 years older than you are. When she pays your way, you don't even feel like a man, young or old.
All right, Philip. So you're through. Now what happens?
When Clara gets a divorce, we'll be married.
On what?
I'll get a job.
Doing what?
Well, you sound like you think I can't get one.
Oh, of course you can. You'll have to. But what kind of a job will it be, and how much will it pay?
Well, how should I know? But
then I'll tell you, Philip. Based on your business experience so far, you could make $50 a week, if you're lucky. At that rate, we could just about pay the rent on this apartment. Of course, we couldn't eat, buy any clothes.
Well, we wouldn't have to live like this.
But I like living like this.
And if I can't pay for it any longer, you'll find someone who can. I thought you loved me.
I did. When you were a man.
A man?
Yes, Philip. That's what Clara's money made you. A smart, attractive, self-assured man. I don't care what you felt like. That's what you were. Well, now look at you. Without her money, you're nothing but a frightened little boy. I'm sorry, Philip, but there's no use kidding ourselves.
No. No, I guess not.
Now look, darling. Go back to Clara. You can. She'll take you back. I know she will. And then we can go on. All right, Philip. But you're being a fool.
Maybe.
Where are you going, Philip?
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's right, ma'am. The Kendalls are in 318.
Oh, thank you.
Here we are. Turn to your left, third apartment on your right.
Thank you very much. 314, 316, 38. Well, that's funny. The door's open. She must be in. Mrs. Kendall! Where in the world could she be? Anybody home? Mrs. Kendall, are you here? Mrs. Kendall! Mrs. Kendall!
Hello?
Jerry.
Oh, hello, darling.
Oh, Jerry, something horrible has happened.
Pam, what's the matter?
Call Bill Wagon and get over here as soon as you can.
Over where?
Clara Kendall's apartment.
Oh, what is it? What's happened?
Clara Kendall's been murdered.
What?
Strangled, I think. I had an appointment with her, and when I got here, the door was open. I walked in, and I saw her lying on...
Pam. Pam.
Jerry. Darling, I just heard a noise. Someone else in the apartment. There's someone... No!
Pam!
Sure, I got a pass key to the Kendall apartment, but that don't mean I can let in just any Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Can't you get it through your head that Mrs. Kendall's been murdered?
That's what you said.
And something's happened to my wife.
Here's the third floor.
Come on.
Look, mister, I think we ought to call the police.
Oh, but I told you I've already called them. Or my secretary did. They'll be here in a minute. Now, are you going to unlock the Kendall apartment, or do I have to take
okay,
the...
Okay, buddy, okay. Let's go. This is the key. Here's 318.
Open it.
Okay, okay.
Hurry, will you?
I'm hurrying. There.
Pam!
There's the telephone.
Pam!
Hung up just like it should be.
Well, come on, let's look in. Hold it.
What?
Listen.
I don't hear
any... That's Pam. Pam!
Sounds like she's in that hall closet. The key's in the door.
Pam, darling. Are you all right?
Just hold me for a minute, darling. Shall I?
Oh.
Oh, darling. I've never been so frightened in my life.
What happened, sweetheart?
I was talking to you. I heard something. I started to turn around. Someone grabbed me from behind and dragged me into this closet and locked me in.
Did you see who it was?
No. It was a man, that's all I know.
Where's Clara Kendall?
In the living room.
Well, let's go in and...
Jerry!
Bill!
Hey, what's all the excitement?
Well, didn't Jerry tell you on the phone?
I had Miss Brown call while I got over here, Pam.
And all Miss Brown said was for me to get to this address right away.
There's been a murder, Bill.
It's what? Clara Kendall, a friend of mine in the woman's club. She's been strangled, Bill. I found her body. It's on the couch in the living room.
Well, let's have a look.
Right. This way. There she is, on the couch over by the window. Bill. Jerry. She's gone. What are you standing there looking at me like that for? You can see for yourself she's gone. We've got to do something.
Is this the couch she was on, Pam?
Yes.
You're sure?
Of course I'm sure. You don't think I imagined it, do you?
Oh, of course not, dear.
Well, you could at least say it with a little more conviction, Jerry. Clara Kendall is dead, I tell you. And I didn't imagine it any more than I imagined that someone grabbed me and locked me in that closet.
Well, let's have a look around the apartment.
The telephone.
I'll get it. Hello?
Philip.
No, this is the police.
Police?
Who's calling?
I'm Vivian Ames, a friend of the Kendalls. What are the police doing there? What's happened?
Well, we're not sure, Miss Ames, but we think Mrs. Kendall's been murdered.
What? Oh, you're joking. Clara can't be dead.
Oh, how do you know?
Because she just walked out of my apartment not 5 minutes ago.
That's all I can tell you, Lieutenant.
What time did Mrs. Kendall arrive here at your apartment, Miss Ames?
About 4.
That's impossible.
Well, it might have been a little after 4.
It's still impossible.
Pam, dear.
Well, it is, Jerry. At 4 o'clock, Kara Kendall was lying
no,
on
the... No. Take it easy, Pam.
Oh, that must be Philip.
Mrs. Kendall's husband?
Yes, I took the liberty of calling him at his hotel after you said you were coming to talk to me. I hope I didn't do wrong.
No, not at all.
Oh, excuse me.
Bill, that woman's lying. Oh,
please.
She is, Jerry. She must.
Let me handle this, Pam.
Philip, this is Lieutenant Wigand.
Hello, Mr. Kendall.
And you know Mr. and Mrs. North.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, yes, hello, Pam. Jerry? Now, what's this wild story Vivian gave me on the telephone?
Well, Pam says she saw your wife lying in the living room of your apartment strangled to death. Now, Miss Ames says your wife was here in her apartment at about the same time Pam says she saw the body.
Well... Obviously, someone is mistaken.
Or lying.
Why should I lie about a thing?
Just a moment, Miss Ames.
I assume you searched the apartment, Lieutenant?
Of course.
But someone could have carried the body out of the apartment, out the back way, while I was locked in the closet.
Locked in the closet?
Just after Pam saw Clara's body, some man grabbed her and locked her in the closet.
Mr. Kendall, Miss Ames says she called you at your hotel. Now, does that mean that you and your wife had
Claire and I had a quarrel, that's all.
It must have been rather a serious quarrel if you moved out.
Oh, but it wasn't, not really. That's why Clara came to see me. To see if I knew where Philip was, so she could get in touch with him and make up.
And you told her where Mr. Kendall was?
Yes. She said she'd call him right after she kept her date with her brother.
What? Her brother?
Well, that's where she was going when she left here.
Good Lord.
What's the matter, Bill?
Clara must be out of her mind.
To see your brother?
Yes. You don't understand, Lieutenant. Charles Harper's been in a private sanitarium, a mental institution in the Midwest. Mm. We just found out today that he'd gone away from the place 2 days ago.
Is he dangerous?
Well, he is to Clara. She's the one who had to have him committed. He hates her for it. Once he threatened to kill her.
Then why should she make a date to meet him?
I don't know. We've got to do something.
Yeah, well, there's only one thing we can do. I'm going to headquarters and get out a bulletin on Harper. Jerry, you and Pam take Kendall to his apartment.
Okay, Bill.
And you can give me a description of your brother-in-law on the way downstairs, Kendall.
All right, Lieutenant.
I'm coming with you, Philip.
Oh, come on, Pam. Let's... Hey, Pam, what's the matter?
Darling, this is crazy. Everyone's acting as though Clara Kendall was still alive.
Oh, sweetheart, isn't it barely possible that you were mistaken?
Jerry, you mean you're taking Vivian Ames' word against mine, even though you've got proof that she's lying?
What proof have I got?
What proof? For heaven's sake, didn't you hear me when I told you she was?
You can pull up right in front, Jerry.
Right.
Clara's got to be home. She has to be.
Please, Philip, you mustn't get your...
But if anything happened to her, I'll never... It's her car.
What?
It's her car. The one right ahead of us. It's Clara's.
You sure?
It's just like hers.
Well, let's have a look.
And maybe Clara's home. Maybe she's safe.
And maybe she didn't drive her car today.
But she did. She told me she was driving.
It is Clara's. That's her license number.
Yes, it's Clara's. She's in it.
What do you mean, Jerry?
Look on the floor of the back seat.
Oh, Jerry.
Clara. Clara!
No, Phil, don't touch her. She's dead. Close the door.
Clara.
Now, look, Philip. Go up to your apartment and call Bill Wigand. Pam and I will wait here.
All right, Jerry.
You'd better go with him, Miss Ames.
Oh, yes.
All right.
You see, darling, I was right. Clara was killed up in the apartment and then carried down to the car while I was locked in the closet.
That still doesn't jibe with Vivian Ames' story about seeing Clara after you found her.
I don't care. Vivian Ames...
Hold it, dear. We've got company.
Excuse me, but you're in my way. I want to get in my car.
Your car?
Yes, mine. Mine. It's my car. Everything she owns is mine.
She?
This car, her apartment, everything. It all belongs to me. She stole it from me. My money. She stole it. Now, get out of my way.
I'm sorry, Mr. Harper, but...
How do you know my name?
Well, we don't, but...
You call me Mr. Harper. Why do you call me Mr. Harper if you don't know who I am?
Now, look, we...
You're from there, aren't you?
There?
That place. The sanitarium. That's where you're from. Yeah, she lied to me. She said I didn't have to go back, and I won't. I won't.
Well, take it easy, Mr. Harper. You don't...
Look out, Jerry.
I won't.
Put that gun away, Mr. Harper. We're not
Be
going...
Be careful, darling.
Get in the car.
Now, wait a minute.
Get in.
We'd better do as he says,
No,
Jerry.
Not in there. In the front seat. You're going to drive. And if you don't, I'll kill you.
All right, Mr. Kendall. All right, I'll be right over.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
I mixed you a drink, darling. Here.
I don't want it.
Now, don't be nervous, darling.
I'm not nervous.
Oh, but you are.
All right, so I'm nervous. Why shouldn't I be? We took a big chance moving Clara's body down to the car, running the risk of Pam North spotting me as the guy who locked her in the closet.
We had to give you an alibi for the time Clara was killed, didn't we?
I'm not sure we have. Pam knows you're lying about seeing Clara at 4 o'clock. And Jerry and Lieutenant Wigand probably know it, too.
Well, they don't know anything they can prove. Unless, of course, you really didn't see Clara's brother leave the apartment this afternoon. Did you see him, Charles?
I told you I did.
You told me a lot of things, but...
What?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Philip. You know you can trust me, so why don't you be honest? Why don't you admit you killed Clara?
Don't you ever say that again, Vivian. You understand?
Don't you ever say that again.
Jerry, we're going much too fast. Please, slow down.
Don't talk to me, darling. You know as well as I do that the man who's really driving this car is in the back seat. And every time I try to slow down...
Faster, drive faster.
You see?
Please, Mr. Harper, we're going too fast already.
This road is like a sheet of glass, Harper.
Do as I say, go faster.
If we ever start to skid, Harper, we'll all...
Jerry, darling, we're skidding.
You're telling me...
Oh, stop, Jerry, stop.
I can't stop at this height.
Jerry, we're going to crash.
Look out,
Pam. Jerry.
Pam, darling, are you all right?
I think so. How about you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Here, let me help you out. Easy now.
I'll be all right as soon as I stop shaking.
Harper.
Darling, you may be hurt pretty badly.
Look, there's a gasoline station up ahead. Get up there and get some help and then call Bill. I'll stay here with Harper.
Through, please. Now, come on, folks. Stand back. Stand back. Let us through.
Here we are, Bill.
Over this way, Miss Ames. Come on, Kendall. Well, you've got yourself quite a crowd here, haven't you?
Yeah, everybody loves an accident, Bill.
Where's Harper?
On his way to the hospital.
How badly was he hurt?
He'll live.
I hope so. At least long enough to pay for Clara's murder.
But he says he didn't kill Clara.
Did you talk to him?
Yes, Bill, while we were waiting for the ambulance. Harper says he saw Clara just after Philip left the apartment at 2 this afternoon. She told him she wouldn't have him sent back to the sanitarium. And if he came back about 5, she'd have a certified check for the money she took from him.
He's lying. He killed Clara because he's the only one who could have killed her after she left my apartment.
Miss Ames, if you saw Clara Kendall after 4 o'clock this afternoon, why did you call her apartment?
You mean when I answered the phone, Pam?
Yes.
Called to talk to Philip.
But you told us before that you knew Philip had quarreled with Clara and gone to a hotel.
Well, I...
So you knew Philip wouldn't be at the apartment, didn't you?
Well, Miss Ames...
All right, Lieutenant. Mrs. North wins. I didn't see Clara this afternoon. I just said I did to protect Philip.
Philip?
Well, he went back to the apartment at 3 o'clock and found Clara dead. He telephoned me. I went over. Charles Harper had killed her. We knew that. But Philip didn't have an alibi for the time she was killed. And well, after that stupid fight he and Clara had had, I was afraid the police would think he was the murderer. So the only thing to do was move Clara's body and try to make it look as though she'd been killed later.
So you're the man who grabbed Pam and locked her in the closet, huh, Phil?
Yes.
Well, we knew she was going to be there at 4, and well, we thought we could get Clara's body out before then, but we couldn't. That's why I had to lie about Clara being my apartment.
How did you know I was going to see Clara at 4, Miss Ames?
Well, Philip told me.
Well, then Charles Harper didn't kill Clara.
How do you figure that, Pam?
Because Clara would have been dead when Philip went back to the apartment at 3 o'clock.
She was?
Oh, no, she wasn't. She was alive. Alive enough to tell you that I was going to be there at 4. She's the only one who could have told you that.
Oh, you fool. Why didn't you tell me Clara had...
Shut up. Shut up! It's all your fault. I didn't want Clara's money, but you did. You did! Come on, Kendall. And you too, Miss Ames.
What are you arresting me for?
You'll probably be charged with being an accessory after the fact. And that's a mighty polite name for your kind of woman.
Mr. North speaking.
Oh, hello, Jerry.
Oh, hello, dear.
Darling, on your way home this evening, will you stop in a stationery store and buy me a bookkeeping ledger?
A bookkeeping ledger? What for?
I was re-elected chairman of the finance committee of the Woman's Club, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're starting a new fiscal year, so I'll need a new ledger and a bottle of black ink.
Black ink, huh? Well, it sounds like you did a good job of managing the club's finances.
And the other thing I want...
I wish you could do as well with our personal finances, dear. We've never wound up in the black at the end of the year.
Jerry, dear, will you let me tell you the other thing I'll need?
How do you account for it, Pam? Why can't you manage our money just as well as you manage your clothes?
But I do, darling.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'll need a bottle of red ink, too.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.